Channel 10 creditors have been meeting in Sydney today to decide who will run the struggling broadcaster. This morning, the US media giant CBS increased its bid, even though yesterday's Supreme Court ruled against CBS's rivals Lachlan Murdoch and Bruce Gordon. ABC business reporter Carrington Clark has been at the meeting and he joins us from there now. Carrington, when we spoke yesterday, you said it was almost certain that the creditors would accept the CBS offer. Is that what's happened?
Well, Eleanor, I'm happy to report that I wasn't incorrect in that prediction. We have had a clear resounding vote, according to Mark Corder, who's the administrator, appointed through Corder Mentha. He says today that CBS's offer has been approved by creditors. Now, they had two hurdles that they needed to overcome. They needed to get the support of creditors based on the value of the debt, a majority of the value of the debt. Now, CBS, as the biggest creditor to Channel 10, had in its own pocket, effectively, enough of a vote there to clear that hurdle. So the question was whether or not they would clear the hurdle of at least 50% support of the number of creditors. So each creditor, no matter how small the debt that they were owed, had one vote in that category. And today they've apparently cleared that hurdle clearly. Now, the majority of creditors, or the vast majority of numbers, was on 10 employees, about 750 10 employees who were individual creditors. Now, there were three staff representatives who had proxy votes. I'm reliably informed that each of those three individuals were voting in favour of the CBS offer. There were some Channel 10 employees who chose to appear in person and vote themselves, and we're not sure exactly how they have voted. But Mark Corder said there was an overwhelming support in terms of number of creditors, which would indicate that the 10 employees were very much in favour of the CBS deal.
It's interesting that CBS increased its offer. Does that suggest that it was at least a little worried about today's vote?
Well, this was a late twist in this saga. It's been a bit of a roller coaster. So this morning we got news that CBS had upped the ante. This is in response from the offer, the increased offer that we saw from Bruce Gordon, who is the owner of regional network Wynn, and Lachlan Murdoch, which we saw late on Friday after we saw the passage of those media regulation reform through the Senate. Today, CBS upping the offer, about an extra $8 million they put on the table. This was mainly, though, going to Fox, who was the second biggest creditor. So you'd think that maybe it didn't have much of an impact on the other creditors who were actually the swing votes today in terms of the employees, but perhaps was a way of being careful about any subsequent appeals that we might see.
Is there any sign yet whether Bruce Gordon and Lachlan Murdoch will appeal against yesterday's court ruling?
Well, this is interesting. So yesterday it was being reported in the News Corporation press that Bruce Gordon and Lachlan Murdoch were going to appeal decision before today's meeting in order to postpone it, remembering that was part of what they were trying to get out of the previous court case, which was yesterday rejected, was the postponement of this meeting, but also to get CBS, to stop CBS from being able to vote in favour of its own proposal. Yesterday it was being reported that they were going to appeal before this. I can confirm that didn't occur. Mark Corder has confirmed that there was no appeal before today's meeting, though apparently they are now very much looking at their legal options to overturn this decision. Although that gets quite complicated, I spoke to a legal expert yesterday who said they doubted there'd be a strong legal argument on why you would overturn this decision. But so much money has been invested, particularly by these two gentlemen, Bruce Gordon and Lachlan Murdoch. Remembering a lot of billionaires have had involvement of Channel 10 over the last few years. James Packer has been involved. Gina Reinhart's had a share at one point. But these two gentlemen in particular have lost a lot of money. So perhaps they've made the decision that they might as well keep going all in. There are some legal hurdles still to pass, including the Foreign Investment Review Board, who needs to approve this because it is a American-owned media company that's going to be purchasing Channel 10. Apparently, that'll be settled in the next 3 or 4 weeks, and then final approval. But it does look like there will be more legal action to come, so you'd expect that we will be hearing more on this saga.
Carrington Clark, thank you. That's Carrington Clark, the ABC business reporter, who's down there at that Channel 10 creditors meeting.